Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Well, Greeny, the expectation is that Lamar Jackson is going to play on Thursday night at Miami against the Dolphins in his home state. And I think that entered into the decision today to rule him out. Rather than play two games in 5 days, they approached it whereas they were going to bring him back to practice, ramp him up, get him ready to play. And he is expected to go Thursday night against Miami. Then again, he was expected to go today, in John Harbaugh's opinion, a couple of weeks ago, and he didn't. But I think they believe that he will be there Thursday night, which is why today's game becomes so critical.
We're back at Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, thanks to Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be, with more of your local Ford dealers football pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to your local Ford dealers pregame show. We've got Olin Krutz, we've got Patrick Manley, I am Mully from the morning show, and we're broadcasting live from Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee. Join the Score and Circa Sports Illinois out here today. You can watch the game, hang around for our post-game show. It's all sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. And joining us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline is Gianna Hahn from the Baltimore Banner, CircaLasVegas.com. Gianna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, although it's quite an easy drive into the stadium. Nice for me, maybe not nice for the Ravens.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm really a bit, we just heard the report this morning from Adam Schefter on ESPN, saying that the Ravens, we know yesterday that Lamar Jackson was ruled out, saying the Ravens wanted to get him up and running and plan on using him Thursday. And, you know, that's great. But there's been something hinky going on with the injury report. It turns out that he was not full on Friday, as they indicated on the injury report. He didn't practice on Monday, which we heard John Harbaugh say they were aiming for Monday, but he couldn't practice Monday. He did have limited participation Wednesday and Thursday. Then they put on the report that it was full participation on Friday, so everybody thought he's definitely playing. And then on Saturday, they ruled him out, and they said, oh, by the way, he wasn't full on Friday, because in the NFL, you've got to be full participant in your position in order to be considered a full participant. He was actually the scout team quarterback, which means he was limited, and they tried to make that correction after the fact. And, you know, sadly for them, this occurred right after the NBA gambling scandal, and I'm sure that the NFL is going to have to review this, and at the very least, there's going to be a heavy fine over this, or perhaps even the loss of a draft pick if they really want to throw the book at the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, an NFL person confirmed for us will be investigating this because, I mean, it's Lamar Jackson. I don't know how you miss that he wasn't a full participant, right? Like, he's the one person you're watching to come back. So you would think that you're watching really closely to see whether he's a full participant or a legitimate participant.
John, I know the Ravens had their bye week this week. The Bears had a bye week, came back from their bye week, and really got some things fixed. What were the one or two things that John Harbaugh was really focused on he wanted to fix with this Ravens football team so they can get back in there on a winning streak and back to where they think they should be?
I mean, first and foremost, just health. It's not something that necessarily he can fix for them, but they need to work on themselves and the bye week. As much as things have gone wrong, you can't deny how many injuries they've had. On top of that, you know, he definitely has kind of shied away from saying this, but we recently found sources said this is something behind the scenes he's been really focused on, is hiding their tendencies. They are just kind of becoming a little predictable in year three of this offense. If certain guys are on the field, they're doing certain things. And so they started working on this ahead of the Rams game and really, really pinned it down during the bye week, was stop basically telegraphing of what you are going to be doing by the guys out there. Why can't this person go out there and do the same role and maybe hide the game plan a little bit? So that's something that I know coaches were working on a lot. And when players came back, they were focusing in on that.
John, it's been 18 years Jim Harbaugh's been there, and there's some turmoil going on. We've been here in Chicago and had that happen the last few years, or more than a few years. Can he keep everything together? You know, you just hear a lot of stuff that's falling apart with the games being taken out, your reports about Todd Monken and some of the players not happy with his play calling. Can he get this thing back together?
You know, he has been doing it a long time. I think he definitely has skill, whether he has the faith of the owner, I would say. I don't know where that is in terms of the faith of the locker room and the staff. I think opinions vary on him. 17 years is a long time, and he's been doing it well for a long time. I've seen and heard how some other organizations run. They're not quite as organized. He just has it down to a T. However, after 17 years, you're not always going to be able to stay relevant. And while you don't always have to be friends with the players, you do maybe start to lose a little bit of touch. I know a lot of people with the reports on Monken are complaining that it's not reports on Zach Orr. The thing is, you will never, ever get anyone to talk poorly about him, whether he is performing poorly or not. But certainly some of these guys aren't necessarily feeling as strongly about Todd Monken. And I would say maybe they don't feel quite as strongly about Harbaugh either. We just haven't really asked players, coaches, sources, like, as much about Harbaugh. Maybe we should start. So I guess this game is going to be a really big one to see, because if they can't win when things are on the line like this, then that might be a sign that things are spiraling out of his control.
Yeah, I'm very curious. Can you explain to us why, with Lamar out, they're passing on Cooper Rush, and not that he did well, but why Tyler Huntley? What is it about him? And you know, kind of the other thing that occurs to me is that, you know, Rush isn't good, but Huntley is more like Lamar Jackson if you were preparing for that than Cooper Rush is by a mile.
I would think that's a big thing, is that this offense has been specifically tailored to Lamar Jackson, right? Since the moment he was drafted, they start adding people around him that are like Tyler Huntley. Yeah, that are like Lamar Jackson. Tyler Huntley is one of them. Last year, Josh Johnson was a little bit more similar. And so, yeah, that's maybe a little bit easier to scout, but is it more important that it's easier to scout or harder to scout? Or is it more important that everyone knows how this offense runs when it's a running quarterback, a dual threat quarterback?
Right.
Because, I mean, there were people in this organization, Cooper Rush, a nice guy, obviously had a lot of success in Dallas that maybe isn't translating here, but the thing is, he's not anything like Lamar Jackson. And so us on the outside, as well as people on the inside, were confused when they brought him in. They're like, okay, you're finally investing in a backup, which is important for situations like we're seeing. Even if Lamar is not down for the full season, you want the backup to be able at least win a few games and keep you in the conversation. But he's never been known to be a running quarterback, and your run game is based off that. Your offensive line is based off having a quarterback that escapes and scrambles and makes things out. Your routes are based on your quarterback being able to extend plays. So, you know, Cooper gets in there and it just looks completely different. And then, of course, now he's having trouble taking care of the ball. So I can't actually say if it's going to be Tyler Huntley for this entire game or if we see a little bit of a split like we did the last game. But certainly, why not switch things up, because it wasn't working the way it was with Cooper.
Gianna, as you said, the Ravens' number one problem is health on both sides of the ball, and hopefully the bye week got them. For them, hopefully the bye week got them back healthy. But the defense been struggling, and those of us who watch the Ravens for years always expect a fast, sound, physical, violent defense, which you just don't see much on film. Now, they were better last week, and I know some of the players said it was kind of their no-holds-barred approach to the game against the Rams. What have you seen from them, and what are they trying to improve on that side of the ball going into the Bears game today?
Yeah, I don't want to make excuses, because I do think they are just executing poorly in game time, but loss of Nnamdi Madubuike was huge. You know, we knew he had a role, but you see it more now that he's gone, right? He was drawing all these double teams, and suddenly the pass rush just isn't there. I think from my outside perspective, Zach Orr maybe needs to be less like Mike McDonald and more Zach Orr. He's doing some creative things that are maybe a little too creative. You see these edge rushers dropping back in coverage, which, you know, if they make the tackle, it's great, but if they don't, it's just a disaster. Back to injuries, it's okay if you slot in one rookie amidst a bunch of veterans who played together, but when you're slotting in, at one point, they had five rookies out there trying to stop Patrick Mahomes in the red zone, not going to go well. And so things like that haven't been going well. That also means you don't have that veteran leadership out there. So guys are starting to get concerned to make mistakes, as the Baltimore Sun reported in their version of the Todd Monken article. So they all say they're practicing well, but then they're getting to these games and they don't have someone leading them in terms of the mentality, or if they make these little mistakes, because there are so many young guys out there, there's less room for error, so no one's covering up. So there's just, like, a lot going on. Faith in the coordinator isn't one of those things, apparently, because they love their defensive coordinator, no matter how fans feel about them, but just execution for whatever. I don't know if these stars have lost their step, but you're seeing it from the top down that the rookies are making mistakes, but so are these like Pro Bowlers, or these returning starters, these longtime vets.
Yeah, you're talking about the stars. Roquan Smith returns. Who is more important for this defense, Kyle Hamilton or Roquan Smith?
At this point, I would say Kyle Hamilton. No disrespect to Roquan, but Kyle Hamilton can play way more roles. He's a little bit younger. Roquan maybe seemed like he lost a step last season, and this season is looking a little bit better than the injury, but Kyle, they're both really smart guys, but no one can match Kyle. Like, no one in this locker room, I don't know if anyone in this league can match Kyle's intelligence. He's a certified genius, Mensa genius, and he has started to step into this leadership role, and we can see from past seasons, but especially we're starting to see this season, the way they utilize Kyle can make a difference in this defensive success. Like, this one player can make such a difference. And, you know, Roquan wears a green dot, but if he's not there, Kyle can wear it. And he's very, very good at communicating, according to the guys. So I think Roquan is extremely important, but I would put Kyle Hamilton above him.
I'm just curious, the Ravens, again, you're listening to the your local Ford dealers pregame show. We're talking to Gianna Hahn, who covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. And as you know, Gianna, they've lost their last six games without having Lamar Jackson at quarterback. Who did you pick in the game? Do you think they will win this game? Do you think that this will be a little bit different than some of those past ones?
You know, I made my prediction back when we thought maybe Lamar would play. And so I'd pick the Ravens. I'm not sure I'm going to change that, because I have them just barely winning against the Bears. It's kind of low scoring because, I don't know, they have not scored that much recently, and I think the defense is on the up against the Rams. So maybe we'll see that. The reason I would still go with the Ravens is, one, I think they're more desperate than the Rams. And I guess you can hit further rock bottom if you keep losing, but right now it feels like rock bottom. They're coming out of the bye, so they should have a really good plan, as they did in the first game until the fourth quarter. But all of the players have told me that they should still be able to win without Lamar. He might be a two-time MVP, but you have Pro Bowlers up and down this roster, like recent Pro Bowlers. You should still be able to do something. And so as long as Tyler Huntley takes care of the ball and defense gets stopped, I think this offense maybe finds some momentum.
Thank you, Gianna. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
That is Gianna Hahn, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. 0-6, their last six games without Lamar. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, Cooper Rush was awful. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it, but I don't know how good Huntley is. I mean, I don't. It's a real step down from Lamar Jackson. It's strange. I mean, we'll get into our picks eventually here, but I mean, players can feel confidence. The more desperate team, and I get it. Everyone keeps waiting for Baltimore to be the team that we thought was going to be a Super Bowl contender. But the reality is, in the NFL, when you fall into a hole, it is hard to get yourself out, to climb out of it, to feel like everything's going to go your way all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying everything, right? They're taking the games out. You know, then you start having leaks and sources. She was one about that Todd Monken story that, you know, guys are talking bad about him and his game plan. And that's just when things start spiraling. That's when finger pointing starts happening. And I'm hoping that continues today. And then back to Lamar Jackson, that stat being 0-6 when he doesn't start. Uh-oh, we got a Packers fan walking in. Yes. But 0-6, that's more to him being the MVP. How important he is to that team. I mean, they have stars everywhere, from tight end to their fullback to running back to Kyle Hamilton to Roquan Smith. And if you can't win games with those players without your quarterback, that just says a lot about not having Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, we talk about the multiplier, right? The guy who affects everybody, who raises everyone's level. And you see that with Lamar Jackson. Now, listen, he has a $260 million contract. He has a $185 million guarantee, right? When you take a guy like that off the field, you're not the same team. But we will see today, like you guys said, there are other guys on that Ravens team. But when you turn their film on, he is the multiplier. He is the guy who makes everyone look a little better than they are. And it's just interesting to hear, you know, like you talked about, Pat, right, the ping pong table, players only meetings. Like, you know you're a bad team when you're going through all those things, right, because nothing – never seen anything get accomplished at any of those things. So interesting team that the Bears go against today. Interesting to hear Gianna talk about, okay, they want to break tendencies, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll see what they are today going to this Bears game and how they decide to break tendencies, confuse Caleb Williams, and maybe gain advantage on the offense side of the ball with their run game and their new quarterback. Mm-hmm.
Listen, Derrick Henry has been a great player in the NFL and was a great player last year. I just wonder if he's ready to carry the whole offense. If I mean, he's going to run over anybody in front of him. I get that.
And he has the fumble issues this year, and he's going against the turnover machine, which is the
Bears
defense.
So.
Well, maybe they can cause more of those.
It's interesting, right, because we talk about Lamar and what they miss, and they got Derrick Henry, who everyone respects. They got all-pro Ronnie Stanley at left tackle. They got all-pro Tyler Lindenbaum at center. They have Rashad Bateman. They have Zay Flowers. They have a well-respected tight end in Mark Andrews, who we haven't even mentioned, young offensive tackle, and Roger Rosengarten from Washington, who we haven't mentioned. They have all these names. And why are they all names? Because they've done so much winning with Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
And that's how you become an all-pro, right? Yeah. That's how you become – you win a lot, you move the ball a lot, and great quarterbacks raise everybody up. Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine psychologically, and maybe you are not the people to ask about this because of the various quarterbacks you played with over the years, but psychologically losing like an all-pro, an MVP type of player – who everybody kind of, oh, well, he's great. We've seen him be great. We know he's going to be great. All of a sudden, that duty of winning falls on everyone, and it's not something you're used to.
Take a look at the Chicago Bears defense when Brian Urlacher was out. Take a look at all those
great
guys and
right
what
there,
what what they were ranked whenever Brian Urlacher mm-hmm. got hurt, right? So, to your point, Mully.
You mean Hunter Hillemeyer wasn't as good as
Hunter, he doesn't call in and say, you're bullying him.
Sorry.
Pat, stop it. Gosh, man. You know, but and to another point, Mully, is the first time, if you can think about it, that me and Pat and I, would be proper English, had the one quarterback start 16 games was 2006. And that was our ninth year.
Yeah.
That's the first time a quarterback played 16 games for us.
Yeah.
Right? Started and finished. So that does make a difference, especially at that spot.
Yeah, and I just think mentally, too, you know you're walking into a game with that guy as your starting quarterback. Yeah. Just that confidence
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
That you can win any game.
Yeah.
And I've talked about it before. Like, you know, the good teams, you win games because of the great players, and you're expecting them to make plays when they need to be made. That guy, that's all he does. So you just you know he's going to do it. So if you don't have him there, you're looking at each other and pointing fingers like, who's going to pick up the slack here?
Well, we used to say, right, going to the games, is like, why are we confident today? We got Brian Urlacher and you don't.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we got a first ballot Hall of Famer and you don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, Lamar is that level player. Yes. So, obviously, he changes this Ravens team. Mm-hmm.
Everybody who ever grew up in a neighborhood, there's always the toughest kid in the neighborhood. I can remember, you know. You'd meet people, you'd be like, oh, you got a problem you want to fight Ed?
Get Ed beat up, yeah. Right?
Ed can handle himself. Yeah. All right, we're going to take another timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to your local Ford dealers pregame show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
From the eye, Swift, cutback, hops into the end zone, touchdown Chicago.
Because what happens when you start to have success running the football in one direction? Well, that defense is going to overreact, and they're going to move. They're going to press here, they're going to press here, they're going to press here, and that guy's going to stretch it and wind it back.
But they followed your recipe to a T, leaning on the ground game
to punch it in for six.
We're back at Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, thanks to Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. With more of your local Ford dealers football pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to your local Ford dealers pregame show here on The Score. We've got Owen Kreutz and Patrick Manley, and we're broadcasting live from Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee. And we should let you know it's time for Who's Hot and Who's Cold. And it's sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. For hot, we're going to include the entire run game. The run game is hot. The run game really excelled last week. That means we acknowledge the offensive line. We acknowledge the seventh-round rookie running back. And, of course, DeAndre Swift has been excellent for the Bears. As far as who's cold, sadly, there is a member of that line that we're going to nominate, and that would be Theo Benedet. Unfortunately, he didn't have the greatest game. Now, he gave up some pressures and didn't have a ton, but he did well in the run game, mm-hmm. and he did well blocking at the second level, and he may well be better against the run than he is pass blocking, which is sort of the opposite of what we used to say about Braxton Jones.
Yeah, and it's funny, that's exactly a way to describe his game right now, hot and cold, right? Hot
yep.
in the run game, low pad level, runs his feet off the ball. Coach Dan Roshar, offensive line coach, Coach Bieniemy, running back coach, Jim Dre, Bears tight end coach, doing a great job with that run game, getting it going in the right direction. But, Pat, I mean, the guy played in Canada. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that pass blocking is, you did it more than me on the edge, Pat, as a tackle. Pat is Georgia offensive lineman of the year, in case anybody's wondering.
Yeah.
Played a lot of tackle at Duke.
Over Jeff
Saturday, played tackle here with us at the Bears for a while, but it's hard to do on the edge, and it's mm-hmm. got to be something he's trying to learn, and then you have to learn it against the best in the world.
Yeah, but the good thing is this week he's going against the Ravens. They're yeah. one of the worst pass rush teams in the NFL, so he gets a little bit of a break. And you talked last week about, you know, going against Chase Young, who isn't the greatest, and he got beat by him, but I think he's going a step down this week against the Ravens. Their leading sacker, Nnamdi Adebayo, whatever, he's on IR. So they have not been generating sacks over there, so he has an easier game today. It's still an NFL game. It's not in Canada like you're talking about. But we'll see how he does. As the season goes forward, it'll be interesting to see if he improves and then how Ben Johnson has to cover for him, how he has to deal schematically with the offensive line and sliding the line over there, chipping, all that kind of stuff, booting Caleb out to the right a little bit more. But credit for him coming in and doing what he's doing from where he's come from. The biggest thing I see, Olin, is effort, and that's the run game success he's having. The guy runs his feet like you're talking about. He's going to go 100 miles an hour. He's going to make a mistake 100 miles an hour. That's what the coach says. If you're going to make a mistake, make it 100 miles an hour, and he's doing that.
He's fun to watch, man. Mm-hmm. He does get after people. You can tell he loves the game. He has the right temperament.
Yes.
He's good for your culture. He doesn't make mental mistakes either.
That's key.
Which is huge, right? He does what he's asked to do. Now, a couple of false starts last week by everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Colson Loveland, Cole Kmet, and Theo Benedet,
yes.
and then the center, Dahlman. So fix those things. But just speaking about Theo Benedet and the things he's done and where he's come from and his film, fun story to watch.
Yes.
Guys, it was really interesting to listen to what Kyle Manungai had to say after his kind of breakout game. And one of the things he said is that Eric Bieniemy is on him, on the running backs, 4.5. You got to get 4.5 yards. You got to figure out a way to get 4.5 yards. That's the goal. Every time you touch the ball, it's got to be 4.5. And he said that's in his head, and he thinks about it, and he's trying to get that goal done. And it kind of reminds you of the idea that Al Harris is apparently the guy who is get the ball. Get the ball. He's telling this. He's the secondary coach. He's telling these guys, get the football, get the takeaway, and he's preaching it. And, you know, I'm not saying the power of suggestion is going to answer all prayers or going to be able to heal all problems, but that sort of positivity and goal setting can obviously get in your head, can actually help you make things happen if you keep it in the correct perspective. So you have that with two of the assistants. And that leads me to ask you, Patrick, in particular. We're going to make our picks a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But you are the takeaway whisperer. You have been calling your shot now as they've gotten 15 takeaways over the last four games. What are you feeling today? Are you feeling good about
that? Has anybody looked up that stat? Like, what is that?
That stat's absurd.
Like, has anybody ever done that before?
The Bears are first in the league in takeaways.
No, I know they are, but like,
Baltimore's last.
I don't know.
15 in four games.
I don't know.
Oh,
that's a good question.
I don't know.
Has anybody looked that up?
Is that sustainable? That's the question.
Well,
I don't know.
It's probably not.
Against Lamar Jackson, I was going to say no, because he had 10 touchdowns to one interception for the season. That's just what he does.
He's got a 130.5 passer rating right now.
Yeah. But you also, I mentioned earlier that Henry has been fumbling the ball. So, you know, they're going to go tackle the football. And that's what you see a lot of. They're doing a nice job of tackling the football. And what I mean by that is going in. When they're tackling, they're also punching the ball. And that's causing a lot of turnovers. Obviously, we know the takeaways with the interceptions. My question is, though, how much is Tyler Huntley going to be asked to throw the ball today? That's where, you know, I'm curious about that. But if you can stop the run, they're going to have to throw it on third down. Maybe they can capitalize. But, again, we don't have our DBs in there. We're on twos and threes, and we have a guy named Dallas Flowers playing today at some point, I'm sure.
Right.
So I don't know. This is a tough one to call. I just don't know if this sickness or whatever you want to call it, whatever they're having can stay. So I'm not going to answer that yet. You got to give me another commercial break to kind of put that feelers out there.
It's a great point, Pat, because when you look at this Bears team, what are they if they're not plus three?
Yeah.
Right? Because they've been plus three through this whole win streak. You're plus four, which is crazy. Yeah. And now, but Lamar is out.
Yes.
Right? Which changes your thought process on it. And when do the Bears come back to earth a little bit? Or are they better than I think they are?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The film tells me they're about what I think they are. But with takeaways, they are better. Now, the film, I got to keep going back because since they inserted Billings at nose guard, they've been a different defense.
Yes.
Right? And really, I think they were 500 before he got hurt last year, and then they went 1-8. So he does make a difference in there in the middle. I would argue, I said on the radio on Friday, the best defense player the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he has been.
Yeah.
I know you don't see the production. I know you don't see all those things, but really tough, really sound in there at nose guard. Just really, Mully, it's a hard game to pick because of the takeaway run the Bears are on and Lamar Jackson not being there for the Ravens.
Well, real quick. So we've been talking about the defense with the takeaways and why they're winning. But listen, their defensive stats, they're terrible.
Oh, I know.
They're terrible. Why can't we win 31 to whatever? Why can't you win a shootout? Why can't you put these points up there?
Well,
their points per game, they're 32nd, giving a 32.3. So I'm expecting Caleb in this offense to score 30-plus points, even with Roquan back, because they can't get to the passer.
The only thing that worries me is that the same thing the Commanders – pregame show was saying before they play the Bears to run the ball before the bye week.
Right. That's true. Right.
No,
and they had a bye week. No,
to your point now, I'm sure we'll get to this, but Caleb is the better quarterback on the field today.
Yes.
Right? Like he should be. I want to see.
That's what I want to see.
You said 2 or 3 weeks ago, be the reason we win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Obviously, the takeaways in the run game have been the reason we've won. But when the backup quarterback is in, you want the Caleb to go in there, make plays, win the football.
Be the best quarterback on the field. Be exactly what you called him.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The Bears are now 4-0 when they get a minimum of three takeaways. And they're 0-2 when they get one takeaway in two games.
Well, and if you simplify it more, the Ravens 1-5.
Yep.
Right? The Bears on a four-game win streak. The Bears, the number one team in the league turnover differential.
Yes.
Ravens ranked 31st.
Yes.
-7.
Yeah.
So it really is, you hate to say it, but it is that simple. That's why they're losing that much. I know it's the injuries, but they don't want to admit. I'm sure that we asked Gianna, but she didn't say, are they working on not turning the ball over?
Right.
Are they working on the Bears are coming in, leading the league in takeaways? Are they working on that? Did they talk about that this week?
Yeah.
But that is an excellent point you make, Pat, that they've been getting slaughtered on that defense. That defense is just bad.
Yes.
And now they got – I know they're healthier, but I don't know that they're better. I don't know how good they are.
Right.
I think we're going to figure this out and find out by watching it. And the Bears have an insane amount of explosive plays this year.
They do.
And they didn't have a lot of them last week. Explosive plays are any pass over 20 yards and any run over 10 yards. You would love to see some explosive plays.
Yeah, this is the Caleb game, right? He's got to get better. Let's see if he can get better. Let's see if we can win the game because of him. And the other thing is, the last two post-game press conferences, Ben Johnson has stood up there and he's praised Dennis Allen. I can't wait for the game where he has to deflect all the praise on him and say, hey, man, I scored 35 points and won the game. I want to hear how he reacts to that. You know what I mean? Yes. That he's pointing the fingers at other guys and saying, ah, well, we just did this. We got lucky here. I want to see that. I want to see the game where you get 30-plus points and he has to do that.
He actually said something this week that we understand that there's going to be a game where we don't get all the takeaways
yes,
and we're going to have to score.
That's what I'm looking for this week.
And
like you're saying, what they're supposed to play is Brandon Staley knew those stats too, right, mm-hmm. The defense coordinator for the New Orleans Saints. And he played a lot of two high safety, played a lot of cover four, and just took that away. And credit the Bears for saying, okay, man, we'll win the game running the ball. We'll run the ball. I think after Nation Wright's interception, yes. There's four or five runs in a row. Mm-hmm. And they walked in the end zone,
yeah.
Right?
Because
you keep backing the safeties up. And I was almost watching the game, shocked midway through the third and fourth quarter. They still were keeping them back. Mm-hmm. Four-minute offense, they were still back there.
Yeah.
So they just weren't going to give them the explosive plays that you're talking about, Mully. But I think the Ravens got to take, when you're 1-5, you got to take some risk. You got to help out those D tackles because you've been injured there and try to stop that run that the Chicago Bears now are threatening you with. Like the insider offensive line, Pat, we've been waiting for their other team when they go into their first meeting and present the Bears. They say, guys, you got to stop the inside run.
Yep.
You got to stop these three guys inside. We got to stack these blocks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think we're almost there.
Agreed.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We come back, we're going to make our selection of who wins today's game. You're listening to your local Ford dealers pregame show on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's been mentioned. Disturbing. Why would we want to see that? Any comment?
No. I mean, you know, why do you assume I'd have a comment?
Are you confused? Well, yeah, I am.
Yeah, do you I'm not want people to eat better?
I'm a man of the people, so time will tell.
Yeah, that's right. We're back at Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, thanks to Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be, with more of your local Ford dealers football pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, welcome back to your local Ford dealers pregame show. We got Olin Kreutz here. We got Patrick Manley. I'm Mully from the morning show, and guys, it's we're inching ever closer to that time. I'm hoping that the football gods are whispering in your ears, and we're going to get some good news about who you like in the game. We just heard from Ben Johnson there, self-described man of the people, and he's been asked to take his shirt off for hot dogs. It just seems wrong at some level to take your shirt off.
He got a big contract. Why don't he just buy the hot dogs?
There you go. Yeah, right. That's it.
Just give the hot dogs away, and Ben will cover the. He'll cover the.
There you go.
Costs, you know what I mean?
At least we're talking about a coach taking his shirt off and not firing him.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We've been doing the last few years is talking about
it. Or what he was doing on his desk. Yeah. We don't want to talk about that either.
Or his haircut.
Yes. Oh my God! His Great Gatsby party.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
His bees.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The neighbor. Remember the open Hard Knocks and he was in the chair?
Yes.
I was done then.
Yes.
That was it for me.
Yeah.
That was like the biggest mistake. You can talk about all the mistakes on the sideline he made.
That was the one.
That was the one mistake.
Hey, by the way.
I know some coaches who knew him. I texted them that moment. I'm out.
Did you really?
I'm completely out.
You got him.
Done. That's enough for me.
You're right.
There is a report around the NFL these days that apparently the decisions on calling timeouts, on reviewing plays, are up 20% this season because they have better views up in the box than they had before. There are apparently all three cameras and people can see it and they can challenge plays. And I only mention it because, you know, as you guys well know, one play never decides a game, but that was a really big play last week when they challenged and the big carry down the trick play down the sideline was called back.
Yes.
And that made that was pretty much it. You pretty much were like, oh, okay,
yeah,
good, that's
you did.
Over with.
You did.
And that was we were talking just kind of amongst ourselves. Man, that wouldn't have happened last year, right?
No.
They seem to lead the league in those terrible review plays, et cetera. So congratulations to Ben Johnson and the rest of the NFL using the technology.
That, but also another thing just about Ben Johnson. Last week he talked about it in the post-game press conference, electing to receive in the first half so he could defer and get it to decide on the wind in the second half.
Yeah, that was great.
Because when you have elements like that in Soldier Field, it can change the game.
Small things
and that
like
is a
that.
Coach forward-thinking and thinking about
totally
everything.
Agree.
Yeah, that's a lot of credit to him.
And remember, we were just talking about with the first two losses, those decisions weren't there either this year. So they got better at that,
yeah,
too,
that's
right?
A good point. Yes.
Noah Sewell's punch-out, remember, he challenged it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so he's got them better at waiting for the guys upstairs to talk to him, and he's been improving, too. And he says he's a truth teller, Pat. And the thing about guys like that, Mully, is are you a truth teller to yourself?
Yeah.
And it seems like he is. Right, so like we talk about, man, those first two games, those are bad losses, man.
Yes.
Blown out, and then the Vikings come back, and the Vikings aren't very good with J.J. McCarthy. And they went, anyway, the challenges in that game and some of the game management was not there. And we were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about worrying about game management, and they've totally changed that here on this win streak.
All right, we're trying to put it off, but we got to get to it. I should tell you before we start that didn't know anything about Lamar Jackson, whether he would be available or not. We were thinking he'd play because he had practiced full on Friday. At any rate, my selection, I picked the Ravens to win the game, and I gave two scores, one a three-point win if Lamar didn't go, and then a much more dominant win if he did go. But I just kind of was wondering about the takeaways. That's why I was hoping Pat could give me that secret information.
I was waiting on you,
and
too.
And maybe I would turn.
You didn't jump on it.
My
though.
Pick.
I'm just nervous about it.
Yeah.
I am nervous. It's hard to keep up. I mean, I don't think they can keep that up. But, I mean, there's always takeaways during the game, right? There's always going to be one, but I just don't know if they're going to have four and win 4-0 in the turnover battle. Do you want me to keep going with my pick here?
Let's go. Let's get to it.
All right. So
no messing around.
You are playing against a backup quarterback. He's going to give you one, right? He has to. That's just the way it goes. That's the way that I believe in. So you're going to get one. Depends on Caleb and how he plays. But my day today, it's on Caleb. Today is Caleb day. You look at those defensive numbers. They have no pass rush. Okay, you have Roquan Smith and you have Kyle Hamilton. But this is on Caleb stepping up and bouncing back. So I expect them to score over 30 points. So I have them scoring 31 points today. I expect that. My question is, what does Dennis Allen do with the defense? He's got to simplify it, right? On the back end, you don't have the guys. So, again, you draft Caleb Williams at number one, and you pay Montez Sweat. He's played a lot better. How can he affect this defense today? Can he get after the quarterback? So I'm putting a lot on him as well. But the final I have for this one is the Bears winning 31-24.
Oh,
I like it. I like the pick. I just think Caleb Williams should be the better quarterback on the field today. I think he is. I think a lot of times in the NFL, when you make a bet, when you choose a game, you choose the better quarterback. So today with Caleb Williams there, and also I think this offensive line, I think they'll keep gelling. I think they'll attack the inside of this Baltimore Ravens defense, get after Roquan Smith a little bit, get after these D tackles a little bit, change the game the way they have been. Allow us to use play action, attack the ball down the field, get this score to about 24-17. We do need to be +2 in our takeaway battle to win this game. I just think the Bears defense continues their dominance.
Great stuff, guys. Excellent. Very exciting. All right. We're going to thank everyone connected to the show. I want to thank our engineer, CS did an unbelievable job getting us up and running and talking, and we appreciate it. And Studs back in the studio, Adam Studzinski, always well prepared, did a great job preparing us, and we thank you, Studs. And of course, the great Dustin Rhodes.
Come on, man. There's one maybe a little bit greater than the other one, but
he's the greatest.
They're great at different things.
And we love him being here with us. We appreciate it. So we will be right back, guys. So what we're going to do now is we're going to watch the game. You're going to watch the game. We'll be back.
We're going to watch
here.
A Bears win, Mully.
We're going to watch a predicted Bears win.
Yes.
And after they win,
five in a row.
We will be right back here talking about the glorious performance of one Caleb Williams. I think that's the way it's happening,
yes.
Right?
That's in my head right now. That's in my head.
And the multiple takeaways.
70 points.
Yes.
Everyone knows are coming. Minimum two. I like that.
Let's go full meathead on this show.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah, hey, man, four in a row, you got to go.
There's no messing around. Yeah. Thank you for coming out.
DJ
we should Watt. Let you know we are here at Timothy O'Toole's in beautiful Gurnee, Illinois. Join the Score, Circus Sports out here today. Watch the game, hang around for the post-game show, and it's all sponsored by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. It's your local Ford dealers pregame show on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.